This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
I'm Bridget O'Boyle, Branding and Marketing Director for the Alatea English Edition, and today I'd like to introduce you to Saint Bibiana. Saint Bibiana, also known as Saint Viviana, was born in Rome and was the daughter of Saints Flavian and Dafrosa, who suffered martyrdom during the reign of Julian the Apostate. Bibiana and her sister Demetria were handed over to a woman named Rufina who tried to force the girls into prostitution. Because she refused to allow herself to be sold, Bibiana was eventually beaten to death. Enraged at the constancy of this saintly virgin, Apronius ordered that she be tied to a pillar and beaten with scourges, laden with lead plummets until she expired. The saint endured all the torments with joy and died under the blows inflicted by the hands of the executioner. A church was later built over Bibiana's grave, and devotion to the virgin martyr spread throughout Rome and beyond. She has come to be honored as a patron saint of those who suffer from headaches and epilepsy because an herb growing near the church was dedicated to her and helped to treat illnesses of those belonging to the parish. Behold, now she follows the Lamb who was crucified for us, powerful in virginity, modesty in her offering, a sacrifice on the altar of chastity. This prayer is prayed at the entrance antiphon for the Mass in honor of a virgin martyr. On this day, we also remember Blessed Ivan, a Ukrainian Greek Catholic priest who was named consecrated as a co-bishop by the Blessed Comitian in April 1945. On June 2nd, this bishop was arrested by communist authorities and sentenced to forced labor camps in Russia. He was repeatedly arrested and released, enduring interrogation by the KGB until his death on December 2, 1973. Blessed Ivan was beatified with other martyrs killed under communist regimes in Eastern Europe in 2001. Let us pray. O God, the giver of all good gifts, in your servant Bibiana, you join the flower of virginity with the palm of martyrdom. Be pleased by her intercession to join our souls by charity to you, so that all dangers be removed, we may obtain our eternal reward. Amen.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Yesterday, the Supreme Court weighed in to possibly overturn Roe v. Wade. The justices heard oral arguments in Mississippi abortion cases, and they grilled attorneys over upsetting precedences. Whether two major Supreme Court decisions on abortion can or should be overturned was at the center of arguments at the court Wednesday morning, with some arguing that those decisions, Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, were wrongly decided. Others, including some justices, worried that overturning them would lead to a public perception that the court is guided primarily by political considerations. It appeared that the chance of doing so was a long shot. The justices seemed to worry what standards they would be left with in ruling on other abortion cases should they abandon Roe. The case being argued, Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, was brought by the state of Mississippi, whose 2018 law banning abortion after 15 weeks has been blocked by lower courts. Dobbs is considered the first serious challenge in many years to Roe, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that established a constitutional right to abortion. The case garnered so much attention that over 140 friend of the court briefs were filed by supporters of both parties.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
This triathlete became the first person with autism to complete the Ironman triathlon. Sam Holness hopes his success will inspire others on the autism spectrum. Competing in an Ironman competition is often the pinnacle of many athletes' sporting lives. The grueling 1.2-mile swim, the 56-mile bike ride, and the 13.1-mile run will definitely stretch a sportsman or woman to their physical and mental limits. However, Sam Holness, a 27-year-old triathlete, recently participated in the Ironman 70.3 World Championship in St. George, Utah, and in doing so, became the first person with autism to complete the race. With the encouragement of his father, Tony, who is also his coach, the British man trained for over a year to prepare for this huge event. And on the day, Holness, who has autism spectrum disorder, had to contend with a myriad of tricky external factors that made the race all the much harder. Holness dealt with rain and lightning, which was then topped with a sandstorm. These conditions could have caused extra sensory stress for the athlete, considering his autism, but he still came in with an impressive 5 hours and 44 minute finish time. While Holness shared with CBS News that he was proud of his achievement, he also added, "But I'm happy and I can't wait to get back to my training." The triathlete's parents were filled with emotion and they ended up in tears when they witnessed their son cross the finish line. "I think at times it's better to be doing the race than sitting from the sidelines watching it," explained his father, Tony, "because once he got on the cycle, it's just we have no control over that." Tony actually gave up his job to support his son's athletic ambitions that grew when he started to study for his bachelor's degree in sports science. And now, seeing his son achieve such an impressive feat, Tony is left thinking, "When I sit here and actually think about it, it is hard to believe that this is even real." Now, Holness is planning on becoming the first professional triathlete with autism and will take part virtually in the London Marathon and a triathlon in Portugal in October. He and his father hope that his achievements inspire others. If you can just inspire people and raise the awareness of autism and help employers to start recruiting more people on the spectrum, we feel that we are doing our part, shared his father, Tony.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.